Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'll just go ahead and start, will I?
Yeah.
Move that phone closer to the thing, for sure.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis. Actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Yeah. That's us live now, Maureen.
Alright.
Let me tell you something, you fucking bastards. I'm doing a second show in London this Thursday, the 30th of November. The first one's sold out. The second one, I don't know how it's going, but it's on sale. So, if you want to go to that, for sure get your fucking tickets at the Museum of Comedy website. And there are literally about 70 tickets left for the second Limelight gig.
Yeah,
which you can buy from Ticketmaster. Colin Jettis, General Banter, live at the Limelight, second show. It's for January the 26th, and there's about 70 tickets of the 500 left. And also, if you're stuck for something to do next Wednesday, Lavery's Comedy Club returns.
Whoop.
Shane Todd's headlining after doing two big shows recently. So he's going to be doing a whole pile of new stuff.
Should be fun.
Should be fun. Or maybe he'll mix it up if you didn't get to see one of those big shows he was doing.
You'll probably get to see bits and pieces of both, I think.
Yep.
New stuff and practice stuff.
New stuff and... Hold on, do I fix my thing here? Because it's going to fall off again, isn't it?
Yep. What about those cappuccinos I just made?
They're wonderful.
Like it?
I think it's getting to the point where I might just have to... These are quite handy, but you also need the little just desk tripods.
Yeah, I think so. Are you talking about
the stands that we're currently working with?
Yeah, I think so.
So that's about it. Maureen, how are your tits?
Excuse me? Great.
Yeah. Ask me the same question.
How are your tits, Colin?
Bleeding.
Oh.
Bleeding. Went to another personal training session today. You went and did your own gym things upstairs. And this guy basically made me do various exercises to the point where I feel like I'm steadily having angina all afternoon. You know,
tits and anginas, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Tits and anginas?
It's my tits. You know in Dodgeball, he's like, involuntary thing. What does he say? Involuntary percolation. What does he say?
I can't remember.
Involuntary twitching or something. That's what my tits are doing. We did bench. We did some sort of incline or decline bench press. We did flies. We went back and did shoulder presses. So my shoulders and tits are very fucking sore right now. Very sore, Maureen. Sore tits.
Is that not like a good sign?
And armpits. I forgot to mention that. Deep. It feels like I was climbing over a spiked fence and I slipped and two sticks went in my pits.
Ugh.
Are you comfy or no?
No, but anyway.
What way do you want to sit? Do you want me to move this heater?
No, it's fine.
Do you want to dangle your feet over it for heatness?
I usually do that, actually, yeah. It's freezing everywhere.
So, yeah, the personal trainer ripped my titties out today.
Good.
Tits are sore. But maybe, like, in 2 days... Like, what happened was the other day, he basically crippled my legs, you know? Like a young Forrest Gump. Came home, had to fashion some splints from chopsticks and tape. And I hobbled around the house. But then after a couple of days, like when the pain goes away and then they just feel stiff, then you stretch them and then they feel strong.
Good.
So hopefully I'll stretch my tits tomorrow.
I know, because you had a bath and I was at the hairdresser's and you just said, Maureen, you should have seen me try and get out of the bath.
I wish we just had a camera rolling in the corner, because I may as well have had no arms. Like, I almost had to, like, skid my ass to the front of the bath and then kick and then do, like, the wee quarter half pipe at the back and just onto the edge.
Scoop yourself out of the bath.
But I literally did, like, I did, you know the way you do that? It looks like a dip when you're getting out of the bath.
Yeah.
You push up a bit and I could only push a certain amount. And then I had to, like, shimmy my legs underneath myself.
I just like an actual, like, walrus trying to get out of the bath?
Yeah, that's more
like
or
less. A seal, just no arms.
More or less the same. Anatomy-wise. You know, I'm practically a fucking walrus. Where's your phone?
It's here, there's no signal. Like,
it's going like...
It's on airplane mode. So it's not mine. Is it yours?
No.
Yes, it is yours. Let oh Colin, there you go. It was yours. Haha.
Fuck's sake. Are you excited for London this week, Maureen?
I'm really excited about London.
I'm excited because I bought a new camera, which is a bit like I'm doing it while I can. You know, we're getting married. You know, we'll probably have children down the line. I'm buying all my self presents before before they become like.
You know,
like, did you buy yourself a fucking camera when you could have bought a lock of nappies?
Food.
Yeah, so
it's because you didn't get a ring, isn't it?
Yeah, I've had to buy myself a load of presents. You know?
And like, what always happens is, with anything in life, you'll probably end up spending more than like, I deserve this.
Well, nah, not really. I just, because we're going to London and I thought...
You actually bought a camera the last time we went to London, remember?
But the story, the thing that happened last time, there is a vlog from the last time in London and it's such a shame because I thought I'll buy a small camera so that I can vlog. But here's the thing, see when you see your fucking Casey Neistats and your all these guys that make vlogs, those small point and shoot cameras are like the top of the line.
Yeah, like more expensive than a big camera for most people.
Like that Sony RX100 or whatever must be £1,000 or something, you know, but it's the size of a packet of figs. That's probably more expensive than the body of my camera.
Yeah.
You know? So, I did that and I was like, this is not a good camera. And it was shit in low light. So you can get through that vlog, but it's not great.
And it's a shame because that was still one of the wildest nights we've ever had out drinking.
It was fucking crazy. But
if someone could have came around videoing for us, would have been hilarious.
We didn't do a bunch of shit. Like, you know, it wasn't one of those crazy nights where like, you know, oh, how did we end up here type nights. It was just a crazy amount of drinking.
Just a lot of drink.
You know, we basically...
There was a lot of funny shit happening.
We went from professional to party time real quick with the guy from, what do you call it? Museum Comedy, who doesn't work there anymore, which is...
It's a shame.
It's kind of good, but also a shame.
Yeah.
Because I do not want a repeat of what we did last time, which was drink
whiskey. He let us stay in the museum,
Yeah, he went drinking and fucking literally let his hair down and came back in a sweet coat and was like, okay, darling. And then we drank a lot in there.
I think what happened was usually he deals with lots of people and come in and they do the show and they leave and he leaves. And he sort of got the feel for us like, oh, these guys are a good crack actually. Because it was me and Aaron in the back then just drinking bottles of red wine and
Aaron
Grey
in the
Goose,
back sipping yak
because we couldn't fit in to the actual venue, so we were just drinking. And then he went, okay, these guys are having good fun actually. And then he went, I'm gonna just come out with you. And then he just let us have fun and dance. We were like dancing to the whole thing, music on, and let us just tear away at the bar. And then he was like, come on, I know a place. And he like took us around London musically. It was class.
And that actually, it was one of those nights because I remember like going for a piss and meeting Aaron, like coming out of the toilets. And he's like, here's fucking something, there's like a party going on up here.
Oh my god, remember
and we,
that?
We just walked up and like opened the door, and it was, you can book it for like private karaoke parties. And we just walked in, and as you would, you know, if you had a party and just two random guys, because it wasn't aggressive the way we came in. We came in, you know, like fucking Night at the Roxbury, like rocking our heads, like, what's going on in here? And everyone was just kind of like, who are these fucking two, like, just enormous lumps of shite walked in the door here? And then someone was like, oh, you know, this is a private party. And, you know, we're not very confrontational guys. It's like, all right, no sweating, I'll see you later. living on a prayer. But yeah, and then you barfed in a big fucking plant pot outside
of Hilton. Okay.
Lesson learned. Red wine's not a going out drink.
It is not. It's not a pre-drink drink. It's not a going
it's
out
a
drink. Not,
It's a
sit by the fire with one bottle and don't have any more than that.
Yep, or like have a glass with your dinner. No one gets loaded on red wine. Like,
oh, stop it. And then, of course, when you're out and everyone knows what you're drinking,
they
that's
keep
all
buying
you get.
Red wine, yeah.
And I was like, I do not want any more red wine. And I can't even think of how much I drank when I was like...
I think, honestly, if I had... three glasses of red wine, I barf.
Yeah,
just the taste of it. Like, there's, I just can't drink wine.
I drink
like
a bottle of red wine during your show.
Yeah, I don't drink
out of a pint glass.
I drank a 10 glass of goddamn.
Oh my god, it was not. We didn't start off easy at all. Like,
Greg, it's such a so scum though. Like, he buys, he goes, I'm on my holidays, buys Grey Goose, and then just fucking drinks it with lukewarm Coke and no ice. What a stinking bitch.
See, Aaron's like us. Everything is... You can make an excuse of anything. Like, I'm on my holidays. So anywhere we go... Like, this is what me and Colin do. If we literally went to Donegal for the day... We're on holidays now, so, you know...
This isn't my money.
Yeah, anywhere you go is different. Like, holidays,
funny.
So...
It's funny because he basically lived the life that I wanted to live for that one day in London. Because I was like... I'd packed the wrong shit and I was like, I only really have, like, one nice fucking t-shirt here. Typically, it wouldn't be like me to pack the wrong shit, but I was like, right, and I walked around London trying to buy clothes all day. That was a nightmare. And then he had just went into the Carhartt shop and bought a pink fucking windbreaker, and I was like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And then we fucked about for ages, and then Shane was, you know, Shane's like one of those wee fussy kids, just eats one thing. So if it's not Nando's, it's something, you know, in my opinion, shitter than a Nando's. So when I got chicken... And then he goes, fucking, Aaron comes back, oh, we had fucking beef pho, thumb.
You were so jealous.
I was like, this guy's out buying cool streetwear and eating Vietnamese food.
We've just paid 18 quid for chicken nugget.
Yeah, which literally was no, and doesn't even touch a KFC. It was shite.
There wasn't enough of it. Do you mean you wouldn't want to be hungry?
The best bit was
the
fucking enamel cup full of pickles. My tits are hanging out of me right now. I can't even, I constantly feel like my chest is just pulling my shoulders in and I have to like bring them back again like this. I might take an ibuprofen.
Super hot.
It will be.
Will be.
It'll be at some stage in the future, it'll be hot. You know, I'll have a set of tits on me. You know, I'll probably have less of a belly. And then girls will be going ashamedly, they'll be going, I really fancy Colin. And they'll be going, it's okay, we all feel the same now.
Yeah, be like,
and I'll be like, what's
normal,
you know, is he getting a hair transplant? Game over.
Remember what we talked about last night? People are not going to believe how tall you actually are.
I know. I got Aaron to sort of film me from the side of the stage in Derry the other night. And I was like, I have the build of someone who's like 5'6". But instead, like a wee dumpy guy that's 5'6", except I'm about 6 foot.
Everyone's always surprised when they meet you. They're like, you're really quite tall, because they think you're just short, and because you're wide, because you're broad, everyone thinks you're short, and also because you wear like baggier jeans and like big.
And I wear baggy jeans.
Sometimes you used to. You used to wear a lot more like.
None of all of my jeans feel too tight for me.
Gone. You wear those ones that are like full bell bottoms over.
Like, but you know the ones like goth ravers wear.
Yeah. The chain.
The fucking chain going down.
Slightly lighter at the bottom.
That was what the cut were of those jeans. They used to call them carpenter jeans because there was like a loop that you're supposed to put a hammer in. What sort of fuckwits walking around with a hammer hanging off his leg, just bashing off stuff? Dickheads. Dickhead!
Anyway, so you're going to be taller.
Well, I'm not going to be the same height. I'm going to be the same height.
Oh, that's a shame.
Just less round.
So just a different shape, really, rather than height.
I know. I really do feel like I'm a fucking animal just trapped in a fat suit. You know, there's nothing these trainers are making me do that I can't do.
I know.
He's like, what's that weight like? And I'm like, fuck all. It's like, fuck
Colin,
all.
Colin, it's the same as your review. Imagine you tried, you know? Your life is going to be,
I'm going to start
a
vlog on the side called Trying with Colin.
Yeah.
What's your podcast called? Effort. You know? It was Lavs last Friday. We had a Lavery's.
Yes, it was.
Guys, you got to get out to Lavery's, you know? It's a bit quieter than it usually is. I mean, we're up against literally
everything
at Christmas.
Black Friday, Christmas
Black
market.
Black Friday, the market. There was a gig on in Belfast.
There was a gig on.
I can't remember.
There was I think there was some sort of sports on. I mean,
yeah,
we did well. Slow for us now in Larry.
Shout out to everyone who did come out.
That's what I mean. It's not empty. It's just that it's not as it's not ram packed as it usually is. Like usually it's either can't get a seat or
Dave Elliott got us an engagement present.
I know, it was so sweet. People are so kind. You forget like
Dave's an actual adult though.
Dave's a grown up man for sure.
You know, the rest, no one else really is. Like Shane has his own house now, but we all know he's not an adult. You know, Kieran, not too sure about him.
He's just back from a big trip, so he's not really got a house and shit or
he's,
whatever.
He's doing his like student years now. Aaron is not a functioning human, let alone adult.
Aaron's also 23, so let's give him a break.
I know, but like
he's also going to LA.
Were you that retarded when you were 23?
I wasn't as ambitious as Aaron. I wish I had half his qualities.
He's very ambitious.
I wish I had his like confidence and drive when I was 23. Like, I'm totally envious of that.
I've told him many times that he just needs to point his energy in the right direction and he'd be very successful.
Oh, who that sound like?
No, but his like insatiable need to meet black rappers.
Yeah.
If he applied that to his, like a need to make like £1 million in half a year, he would probably make it.
Yeah, if someone was to say, right, pick one person who could legitimately make £1 million in a year, it would be Aaron.
I feel like he's the embodiment of good vibes and positivity.
Yeah.
Pretty much gets you wherever the fuck you want.
100%. Like, I am honestly so jealous of his positivity. Aaron rapes life, doesn't he? He makes life do whatever he wants it to do, and it's so class.
He just goes, you're going to do this no matter what happens, and I don't care how long it takes. You know? That's his new book.
Okay. I don't know how well those t-shirts would sell, but okay.
But you know what I mean? Well, you know, once
just a picture of Aaron with the world in front of him, like pretending to bang it.
Yeah, rape the world.
Rape the world, guys.
Wait till the song comes out. Rape the world. I wish I could sing really good just for as a piss take. You know?
Again, if you tried, who knows, you could.
a couple of voice lessons. You know?
Yeah, I know. What were we talking about again?
Yeah, we had Lavery's there.
Being grown-ups.
And then,
do you think you're a grown-up, Colin?
No.
No.
Not really. I'm an artist born. You know? Fish in a rice cake. Can I play that for you?
No, please. You sound like you're going to start like playing a piano. Do you mind if I just play this for you?
Do you mind if I play the classic fish and a rice cake?
This is like the oldest video on the internet.
I know, but like I was reading my fucking... on the last podcast, I was reading out all the shit that I had to eat, and I wasn't too sure about it because one of them was one of them literally said 8 Snack-A-Jacks, which I kept thinking, like, I said to my trainer today, I'm just going to call him my trainer now, I was like, if I had 8 Snack-A-Jacks in a row at the house, Maureen would be like, you're a fat, 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 fat fuck.
I wouldn't say that, because Snack-A-Jacks aren't that calorie dense, so it's fine.
Do you know, I'm going to come back with a trailer full of Snack-A-Jacks and go absolutely ballistic.
To any competition, Danny's trainer puts him on a strict diet.
8 o'clock in the morning, I'll have...
There's a remix.
Oh, it's frozen fish, too.
10 o'clock.
You get the fucking picture. Where would you place his accent? Northern?
It's definitely northern.
Definitely northern. Do you find like...
I'd say it's like...
Leeds or something? Or like...
Yeah, it sounds a bit Leeds, yeah.
Rice cake. It's funny because all your family on that side are all northern Englishers.
Yeah.
Aren't they? It's an unfortunate accent because...
They don't sound like that though.
No. They're like... How would they say?
I cannot do accents. They're like Lancashire.
Yeah.
But Lancashire can be really strong, but they're not, I don't know.
Do you remember, like, you weren't there when the dogs bit Ray there?
No.
And he, you are a cunt. He just told me.
Ray has a pretty good He's got a thick Lancashire accent.
You could throw him straight into like Game of Thrones.
Oh, for sure.
You are a cunt.
Yeah, that does sound like Sean Bean, actually, how you're talking.
Bastard.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the best video of all time?
Yeah.
While we're at it, this is...
What is it? Charlie Bit My Thumb?
Thumb, the remix? Colin plays all... Here. Oh my God, such a song. It's called Chocolate Rain.
Oh, she bastard.
This is... This is a highlight of Sean Bean just saying bastard.
Move, you bastard! Move, you lazy bastards!
You fat bastard.
Mongrels bastards.
You turncoat bastard. Bastard.
Mongrel.
You fat bastard.
You fat bastard. I saw Sean Bean in the 10 Square one time, along with John Linehan, who plays May McFetridge. What a combo. I didn't know who to get a photo with. I got none.
Mongrels bastards. You turncoat bastard. You stupid bastard. There's a French bastard in these mountains called Loop. Bastard. Bastards. Bastard.
That bastard was gone off even when he was alive.
I see if there was like a super compilation of this that was like a podcast that was like 3 hours long. I swear to fuck, I listened to all of it.
Bastard.
Why are you working out?
Bastard who stole him. He's a crafty little bastard. Don't get the bastard yet. The bastard's going to get help. Let's finish that bastard off once and for all.
Dick Sharp, bastard.
It's Do you know what cracks me up? It's one show.
That's all one.
I think
show?
So.
I
think so.
And you're still the same cruel, flogging bastard.
You little bit of a Dutch bastard!
He's wearing the same suit.
This, where do you think?
This is the bastard who set us up for the flogging.
Bastard.
That knows how to deal with bullying bastards like you. You pink bastards do that.
He's going to wear, like, two of his teeth out saying bastard. You know, like, he says it so often, the two teeth, they're like, bastard, bastard, bastard. Oh, that's incredible, though. You bastard. I mean... How many bastards are there in fucking Game of Thrones as well? Game of Thrones bastard compilation? Can we turn this off now before I sweat?
No.
No? Leave it on, you bastard. What do we do after Lavery's?
Went to sleep.
Do we go for shitty food somewhere?
Yeah, you had a McDonald's, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, you fat bastard.
I'm a fat bastard. I knew my training was starting really hard. And, you know.
And how's that going for you? The old eating good?
Eating good? What do you mean?
We haven't done anything differently.
What the fuck are you talking about?
If anything, you've ate more.
Since I started today?
Yeah. No, you started last week, Colin.
Oh, shut up. Here's the deal. You haven't went shopping for me yet. Sitting there sleeping, watching a load of shit on telly.
Everyone shopping for you?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Go and buy me fucking sweet potatoes.
Snack-a-jacks.
I want to take two Snack-a-jacks, put a sandwich in between it. Phone someone up as a dare right now and go, do you have any Snack-a-jacks?
No one does. Phone dares anymore, do they?
Phone pranks? Yeah. Turn this off, please.
Beep, 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 beep. And then ring.
Turn it off.
Number. No, it's raining.
I'm going to get angry. It's so warm in here.
Take your bloody cardigan off.
Fuck.
Re-cardigan?
Fuck.
There we go.
All my workouts morning, all the blood. What? What are you screwing your face up at?
Nothing. Just your...
Gut?
Body. You
fat bastard.
You fat bastard.
Fat bastard. I went to Derry on Saturday night. Shout out to everyone who came out to Derry. But not a shout out. In fact, I slagged off the Playhouse and then I got there and they were like really lovely people. But for real though, put on another motherfucking show.
But you have another show in Belfast, so it's fine.
What?
There's another Limelight, so there is another show being put on. But
yeah, so we went up and
you and Aaron went up.
Me and Aaron went. I took Aaron. It's funny, isn't it? Funny how like when people say, "Oh, I just need someone there for like company to drive," how much that makes a difference. Because I was nearly at Oma, and I was fucking like, nearly falling asleep, and then he got in the car, and then I slagged his head off for a couple of seconds, and then I felt real good again. Say your fucking head.
That's like your wee battery recharge, isn't it? Just someone just having jokes with you. And then you're like, great.
Yeah.
I'm recharged.
Interaction with people, it's called. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got up there. We were a bit early, and then we went into the place. We actually sat in the car park of Sainsbury's for a while, writing jokes.
That's romantic.
I was like, I hope the police don't come in here. But like, there's two suspicious men. You know, and I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just writing wee dick jokes on this page here.
Like this, remember the police were so suspicious if you ran my mum's car in Belfast?
Oh yeah. Oh fuck, that was the drama that Friday night. We got a flat tire. Well, we had a flat tire and I got it fixed, and then they were like, it got a slow puncture then after that, and I forgot to go get it changed, and then we had a flat tire and we had to steal your mum's car, which is a Mazda MX.
I don't know.
Eight, it's a five, little MX five.
Like a wee two seater.
I get
convertible.
I get that mixed up with camera names.
Yeah.
Because I just bought a G5X and that car's a MX 8.
Too many letters and numbers you're saying to me right now. I don't care. It's a car that has two seats and it's very small.
It's
inside.
So tight and small. It's made for a wee Japanese dwarf.
Like, I literally couldn't pull up the handbrake beside your leg
without me getting out of the car first.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I had to like get out of it like in a full pike position with my legs out straight and my arms out straight and my head to my knees. And then clench my way out with my butt.
But what was it like? I was in the front and you were getting stuff out of the boot or something, and the police drove past.
Well, how do you open the boot? Is it like from the inside or something?
Yeah, you just like pop the thing inside.
So I was just trying to find the handle for the boot, but there was none, obviously, and it just looked like I was. Meanwhile, with one hand on that car, I could like probably lift the fucking back of the car up, and I was like yanking it, and the police slowed away down, and then seen you were in the passenger side, and then went on. But I was wearing a camouflage coat with a hood up, and looked probably suspicious as fuck. I look very suspicious everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got a laugh there in Derry because I was saying about how I have to be overly nice, kind of, because I do look kind of intimidating if you didn't know who I was. Not intimidating like, oh my god, this guy looks like a fucking cage fighter, but just like, I look dodgy. You know, I have a shaved head, black sunken eyes like a dead chimp, you know, and a fat walrus body. And I dress like I'm in actual modern day warfare ISIS. So people freak out.
And you've got a swastika tattoo, so that doesn't help.
The joke I did on Saturday, which wasn't even a joke, was saying like, I gotta be overly nice to people in public if I see them. And then my next line was like, say I was like walking along in a forest, and then everyone laughed. And I, you know, as if to be like, what are you doing just walking around a forest like a fucking weirdo? But that got a laugh. But that's what I do. I'd be walking around and someone, like an old lady, be walking, power walking. And I'll be like, hello. Just so that she's not like, oh God, look at this fucking dodgy fucker.
Yeah, you actually go almost camp with it. You're trying so hard to be friendly.
Yeah. I was basically coming off the back of saying about like how I couldn't be creepy the way like Louis C.K. or any of these ones have been creepy, because you'd see a picture of me and go, well, of course. Of course he's a sex attacker. Look at him. You know? Similar to that joke about, what's his name I used to do? Jimmy Savile. Similar vibe to that. When I used to be like, if you had to draw a paedophile based on a description.
Yeah.
That's what he would look like. And then Kevin Bridges did the same joke.
That's right. That was so weird, wasn't it?
It was weird because like, I didn't realise how many people were familiar with that bit of mine. Because so many fucking people just got in touch with me.
Yeah, that's right. They all had heard it, being like, whoa, that's exactly
like Colin's tweets joke. And texts and fucking your sister just like shouted from down the stairs. Rah! You know? I got heckled in Derry, actually, first. It's actually on the vlog. If you go onto my Gedzell YouTube channel. What? There's a whole pile of vlogs. Like them, share them. It's just typical. Like, why does it... It happened at the Ulster Hall last year. You walked out and someone goes, fat bastard or something. And you're like, really? You know, like you fucking paid in to do that? And that guy was an absolute bag of shit. Hit you, fat bastard.
That's just Northern Irish people.
It happened at Lavery's as well. Someone's has like got a personal trainer. Girl was like, for a friend. And I was like, I couldn't see her because of the lights. And I was like, see when I cover my eyes to block out this light and see you, you better be hot as fuck. And I just went like that, and she was a mess. And I was like, don't open your mouth. That's my problem with like advice or criticism. You better be fucking perfect.
I'll take it off some people, you know. You should do this. And then I look at them and go, you should do that too.
Yeah.
Because you're a pile of shit. And a failure. And pretty much a waste of oxygen on the earth. But yeah, shout out to everyone who came to Derry. Because we went up, went in the backstage place. You know, did you ever walk in somewhere and go, oh yeah, I've been in here. I forgot. The life of a touring comedian. I walked in, I was just like, I've actually been in here.
Really?
So straight. I can't remember.
Something,
but it was in that fucking room. And Therese Livingstone was just finishing. And then she had her husband, Fraser Robb of Wonder Frog. And then Jackie Hamilton, who runs the Empire, and Moondog. And some other people. She had a full squad taking down a fucking set that she'd set up. And I was like, not in a million years would I think of having my own set.
Roadies.
But then, I don't know. What more do you need, Maureen, than a theatre full of people and a microphone?
True.
Naz, all I need is one mic. All I need is one mic and a producer who's award-winning, who's got a lot of shit under his belt. That's a great ear. Naz's guy.
Naz's?
Naz's producer produced all Amy Winehouse's stuff too.
Oh.
So there you go.
Oh yeah, that was on the her film thing, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. What's up with you, Maureen? Any news? We filmed on Sunday as well at the gym that we go to because we're doing little videos for them.
And I was working Sunday morning. It was very tired. Working
Sunday morning. We're very tired. I was
long
like...
long week last week.
I was being an asshole, really, wasn't I?
When at the gym?
Yeah. I love the way you had to narrow that down for you.
I know, true.
I was such a fucking asshole. I was like, just over, just way too tired to even be thinking.
You get so cranky. So I just kind of have to keep you entertained like a toddler and keep going, right, okay, we've only got this amount of shots left. Let's go. Like, come on, we can do this.
Yeah. You should be like an assistant director.
I am. I'm essentially the producer of everything, but no credit for Maureen.
The producer of everything?
Yeah.
Except truth and band. Don't scream down the mic, it's too loud.
I will.
We've done 30 minutes. Let's move on to some news real quick. What about that fucking picture that was like this girl killed a prostitute or killed a guy that sold her as like a prostitute or something? Or a paedophile to like some sex ring. She killed him. She gets 51 years. And then the picture is beside Brock Turner, who was like banging an unconscious woman.
And he's got like, what, 6 months or something?
Yeah.
Crazy. Apparently Kim Kardashian is like throwing loads of money at the girl's case to try and help her get out. Which is quite a cool thing to do, really.
Yeah. Do you reckon lawyers are scared to get involved with the Kardashians?
Maybe.
In case they're all just like, I'm going to catch cancer and die. Everyone that was involved in that OJ case got cancer except him. He get to live on, slicing heads off. Like he's
out now too, isn't he?
Yeah. He's all casinos and all getting his dick sucked. That's the good thing about being OJ. He can literally murder, literally get off, do some time for some bullshit, and then come out and still go to like some fucking party and get the old hug gobbled.
He's still a hero to a lot of people, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Talent's talent, you know. Even when you cut your wife's head off down to the spine bones. I love cutting white bitches' necks. Mm.
Imagine you just did a book being like, yeah, I did it, and here's my whole story now that I'm out.
Yeah, there has to be, is there, what do you call the thing? Statue of limitations?
What do you mean?
Statue?
Well, there's a thing where you can't be like tried for the, isn't it like you can't be tried for the same crime twice or something? Like that?
Double you sure?
There's just, there, I don't know if that's exactly true. There's something like that, isn't it, where you can't be. Yeah, something like that. If you've already been, if there's a decision you made or something.
Is it funny that they said like if they were to do another retrial type thing, they would bring into consideration like brain trauma, like CTE from playing American football?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be so obvious now, all of that. And also the DNA would have been better if all that stuff happened now.
Because it happens so much with like people who have massive head trauma or PTSD or something like that where they're so violent, they've no control over their rage, things like that, like they just snap, like all those fucking American footballers just like knock their wives unconscious in a fucking lift and all. Like they're saying all that shit. It's just like your fuse is just gone.
Yeah, like there's loads of like similar, maybe not as brutal as that, stories that's happened since then, you know, of, as you say, exact people like him who have, you know, clattered their wife.
Clattered their wife?
Or someone else.
Yeah.
It's definitely weird, isn't it? Why is it, but why, like, his story's so interesting. Like, I could watch a million documentaries about it.
I think it's just because he's famous as fuck at the time. So famous, like, it'd be like, you know, who was saying about, like, imagine if Kim Kardashian died? Who was talking about that?
Me.
Yeah, like, if she just got killed, you're like, she's the most famous person in the world, you know?
Yeah, I was trying to say, like, how weird would it be if Kim Kardashian just died, like, or, something did happen to her, like,
sadder about that than they would about, like, schools being torched in fucking
But it's because Uganda. It's such a huge thing, you know, she is a huge thing, like, it's...
Ass?
Well, just everything, yeah, like, she influences almost everything, really, in a strange way, you know, when it comes to, like, celebrity culture-y social media stuff, like, it's huge, like, even if you don't like her, it doesn't mean
it's like she's not involved in shit. Kanye is, like, Kanye West is ridiculously influential. Like, you know, it's like, you know, they laughed him fucking out of the place when he wanted to make shoes and all. And then they became like the biggest fucking shoe going. Every cunt has them.
But even like before he was a rapper, they laughed at him because he was a producer. And being like, yeah, all right, okay, sure. You know, it's funny, isn't it? But again, you could hate Kanye West.
I went through a bunch of old Kanye West the other day. Just incredible. So good, like. Fucking ridiculous. But yeah, people walking around, like, you know, it influences people to the point where, like, all these fucking, high street fashion-y shops have stuff that is based on his stuff. So regular people buy it. So you get, like, some fucking, you know, just plain Jane asshole who's wearing like a t-shirt with all rips in it and stuff. Yeah. And you're like, that it doesn't work at all. You still got your shitty, your like diesel jeans and your Lonsdale Velcro shoes. And then also a top that looks like Kanye West would wear it. Except you're just in guys. A fucking, you're in a GAA club somewhere. Fucking easy. Jesus Christ. What are we going to say there, Maureen?
It's like all the guys trying to like dress like Kanye, but they're like, like his stuff has to like hang off you and be really baggy and long and hangy, and then people who are either just too fat or short wear it, and you're like, that does not work for you. Stop trying to make this work.
See whenever shit. It's not all hanging off you, and you don't have like, you know, the leather pants with the fucking Yeezys with the laces, laces
or like all big out of them. Boots on, and you're really big and tall. Or
you
something.
Just look like you put on a jumper by accident that you didn't know there was a hole in the back of.
Or some of the guys,
you've one nipple coming out. I'm fucking Kanye West. Can you not, please? Can you leave it at home? Can you put on a fucking jacket? Can you get a double XL? Oh, he's so influential. We started talking about the wrongful imprisonment of a girl who killed a paedophile. Oh, turn it off now. Now that I've got an actual migraine and no moisture left up my eyes. What other news happened? Prince Harry got married.
Yeah, engaged.
Just to take the sheen off our engagement.
Yeah, it was nice of them to wait until we made our announcement, and then they're like, "Oh, okay."
Ginger cunt. I like him. He's good crack.
I like him.
What about this girl that he's paying to marry him? Those interviews were so fucking awkward.
Yes, well, I think I slip into the role nicely.
They're banging each other. You know, they got to do all that. Like,
hello, here I am raising money for a thing and blah de blah backstage.
Ooh, yeah, take that, you bastard. Ooh, take the little corgi tail. Oof.
That's weird.
Oh, mom. Does he knight people with his penis? I would.
He doesn't knight anyone.
On the head, the shoulder, and then pop it in the mouth again.
Con.
There you go, mom. Take these crown jewels. Jewels. Booty. Who's hotter, her or Kate Middleton?
Were you going to say Kate Winslet?
I don't know. Don't put that back on. Where's the? Oh my god! I pulled my headphone out.
I'll tell the heater for me. Okay. Probably her, Meghan Markle.
Do you think so?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't realize she was in Suits. I've never watched it. I think I've started to watch it once, and I never kept watching it. So I don't know.
Yeah. Take the royal staff. Is we ginger balls?
Why are you people, obsessed with the genitals?
I'm just thinking because people actually bone each other.
I know.
You know, like, weird. And shit and stuff like that. You know, they're so famous and hello, going to slip into the role of Prince's fiance and all this here shit, but they're actually.
Princess fiance.
Like they're bucking each other backstage. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, like their junk is just sitting right there on that sofa.
Do you reckon they do like really weird royalty type stuff? You know, like, well, tonight we shall see a preview of a movie, and then after that we paid two tramps to fight each other to the death. You interested, Mom? I would like that very much, thank you. And then they sit and throw money at two tramps killing each other. And then after they're like, shall we eat something weird? And he's like, what do you mean, like Asian? And he's like, no, like a peacock. Like a peacock stuffed with a kitten, stuffed with a parrot. That's what all those fucking rich boy clubs do. You know, all those schools are like eating and all that stuff. You can be in like some weird...
Eating?
The eating club. You can be in like fucking one of those clubs where they eat rare shit. They eat like swan and all. That's their thing. They get together and they're like, today, boys, we've got a swan. Stuffed with a puppy. Stuffed with a courgette. You know, that's what they do. They do all weird shit like that. You know, we've put a banger in a puppy's ass.
Oh.
That's what rich people do. They do crazy shit.
They'd
be like, weird. We're going to make a strange creature. What do you mean? I'm going to sew the head of this tramp onto a sheep.
Stop saying Trump. What are tramps anymore?
That's what they do. The royals. They take people off the street that nobody, they don't have any family. They do crazy shit with them. All their retarded babies, because they're fucking their brothers, they just keep them in a dungeon, then make them fight to the death. You know? They'd be like, this one's got the lumpy foot.
God!
I boned my sister, and these children have lumpy feet. And their hands are joined together. Like you've literally cut the ends off and let them heal. And this one can't raise its arms in the air because its skin, the legs and its skin and its legs are joined together. We call her the mermaid. And today we'll see if she can really swim. Throw in the moat, let her die. And then afterwards, we will eat a flamingo. What are these delectable flamingo wings? Oh my goodness.
Flamingo.
Huh?
Flamingos. Do you think they actually really do weird stuff like that?
Oh yeah.
Is it just because you can when you're like rich and famous and yeah, not
you,
famous?
You
like,
cover it up. You cut everyone like look at it, even how out in the open like Putin does it. You know, like someone's like, oh, this guy's running for like election, and he's like, is he bollocks? Is he by fuck? The guy, like, you know, like, what's all that weird shit where it's like, oh, the guy killed himself. How'd he kill himself? He shot himself 38 times in the face. Fuck me, he got some rounds off before his brain cut out there. Tell me about it, mate. Absolutely shocking. I reckon the Queen, though, they do tons of shit like that. I watched a documentary one. The whole place is for Illuminati, you know. That documentary I watched where the guy was basically making the documentary himself because he was abused by a child because he was in an orphanage that like a load of rich politician type people used to come by, and like they was going, oh, we're taking you on like a charity trip to Jersey, which, you know, the island of Jersey. Mm-hmm. And they would go to these parties where it was like recognizable politicians that all just fucking banged them. And this guy was like, yeah, Edwina Curry made me munch her box and it was so gross I nearly barfed.
Ugh.
The whole world's fucked. The royals, the politicians, they're all banging kids and eating flamingos, like.
That's politics, isn't it?
That's politics.
How would you do it, Colin?
How would I what?
Just, how would you have the place run?
Oh, I would. No, I couldn't. I could barely run a bath.
True.
I would be the gypsy that wins the lottery. That's what I'd be. You know? You'd be like, come around the house tonight. I've done something. What have you done? And I'd be like, come here. And then you go out the back and I'd be like, I bought an orca. And you're like, have you not seen Blackfish? And I'd be like, yeah, but so, we'll eat this one.
Yeah, this one's black and white, so it's all right.
Yeah. I would do silly shit like that. Do you remember the guy? There was one guy who won the lottery, and he was such a tramp, and he just did some silly shit. Like, he'd just fucking drive quads into lakes, and that'd be me. Like, I would just do silly shit. Or I'd be like, oh, let's get a zip line from here to here. You know, just silly things. Did you ever see the video, or not the video, the film Garden State? Zach Braff.
I haven't seen it at all, actually.
He's got a mate who basically designs like silent Velcro, and someone buys the patent off him for like billions, and he just like has nothing to do. Like, he just lives in this fucking mansion and like shoots arrows that are on fire into the air, and then they run it. That'll be me, like, just doing silly shit. I would turn into those royal people if I had that amount of money. Come here tonight, no? What is it? I have two tramps gonna fucking fight each other with knives. Do you know, like, in Django, when the slaves, like, fight each other?
Yeah.
That's me. I'm essentially Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. What's that weird noise your body just made? Stop it.
Disgust. Yeah, but instead of watching people, you'd probably get people around so you could fight them, just for fun.
Pay them to lose?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that'd be such the
Like that fox hunter.
Yeah, it's fox catcher.
Fox catcher.
That is so the move. I would pay like professional UFC fighters come out and lose to me.
Yeah.
Because they feel bad because I'm paying them like hundreds of thousands.
George St. Pierre, but keep calling like John St. Pierre or something. Like, come on.
George St. Pierre might have trouble with me.
Think so?
I'm way bigger than him.
Okay.
You know, and I'm at least a
Booked. Get it booked. Get that fight booked in, Colin.
You know, if I could set some rules, like he's not allowed to punch or kick me or... me out. He'd be fucked.
I'm not impressed with your performance, Mr. Carlin.
You know, that's the way he talks.
Is he a robot?
That's the way he talks.
I know.
I am French, but not from France.
Asshole. Did you hear about McGregor? We talked about this earlier, but McGregor went into... It's on or off, was that?
It's off. Sorry, go.
Oh, you turned it on, didn't you? Did, you wee piglet. McGregor apparently went into some bar near his house in Dublin and punched some guy that's like just the gangster of all gangsters, or the mate of gangster of all gangsters. So he might actually get shot dead. You know, people talking about these big fights, and he might just get narcoed.
See, there's another proof that like you can have money and fame and still be a bit of a fucking hellion, like.
Him?
Yeah.
He's a fucking lunatic. That seems like coke behavior or something, doesn't it?
Yeah, you keep saying this. Yeah, I
think he's on coke.
Yeah, because why would he need to do that? You know what I mean? Like, with all he's done and his, you know, he's got money, he can do whatever he wants. Like, why would you get into like a fight with someone when you are a fighter?
I don't know. Like, you know, is it just like you've. Don't have enough time in your hands, or maybe it's just like he's sitting there and he's like so rich and he just thinks he can fucking do anything and it's fine, he'll just get away with it.
Yeah, like we're saying, rules don't apply.
But like I would still be embarrassed, you know, if that's what would,
oh my god, yeah,
that's what would keep me back. If I was like super rich and just could fucking pay everyone off and do whatever the fuck I wanted, I would still be like, yeah, but I don't want to be seen. Like, half of me not getting enough, like if half of my fear of confrontation is probably embarrassment. It's not the confrontation. It's that it's happening in front of everybody.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I would get into that. But I think he's just losing his fucking mind a bit. Like, because, you know, they talked about John Jones and stuff in the UFC and he got done for taking coke and fucking doing all sorts of mad shit. And then Joe Rogan sort of backed everyone up, or backed him up talking. He was like, you know, he's letting on like he's Mr. fucking professional sportsman. He goes, but he's literally the most talented fighter maybe ever, and just beats the fuck out of people. And they're like, that's a mad bastard.
Yeah.
Like, that's not... Mad bastards do that sort of... The reason he's so good is because he's a fucking crazy risk-taking... wild man, like he fuck, you know, all the creative things he does in the, you know, like he ran out against like Shogun or something, threw a fucking like flying knee at him, first move. You're like, who does that? Nobody. He's a crazy, crazy cunt, but has to maintain this like, I'm a professional, you know. Same as McGregor, like he's a fucking maniac, like, but has to try and hold it together. Now he's got a family and kids and all. Probably just every once in a while he's like, I just gotta go fucking mental here. I'm a savage. But he is acting like a cock, like.
Just misses the absolute like just rampage of a night out, doesn't he? Like just.
Yeah, he is Irish after all. Like you do get that.
I mean, you know, if you're really famous,
I have a wild fucking thirst. Give us a drink of that water there, for fuck's sake.
Do you know if you were like really like rich and famous and like McGregor, where everyone watches everything you do as well, and you're known for something, you would just miss going out on a big, crazy night out where no one else knows who you are, and you can just get drunk and party and have a good time. Yeah, it'd be weird to go out then, and it'd be you just can't just go out and enjoy yourself. You know, if you go out and you maybe you're like drinking or say it's like a night or whatever, you can just go and like literally not think about anything because you're just having a good time. He would have to constantly be like, everyone's watching me, and like it'd you be could so get, weird.
I think you could go right. I think you could fucking navigate that if you. Yeah, I think you could make it happen for yourself. It's pick and choose what you're doing. Yeah, let's move on. Would you want to hit some questions? Do you?
Let's do it.
I want to say I have loads more on my Snapchat than I have in real life here. Some guy tagged me in this thing. He's like, what did it say? I'm all the way up. Oh, stop. Oh my God, for sure go on flight mode. All right, so some guy was like, when are you going? So it was this video of the place that does the giant bowls of pho/pho. Do you reckon I could probably tackle it, that giant bowl?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, you would literally be pissing it out before you got finished eating it.
So yeah, much. There's a lot of liquid there, like.
Liquid? You like the liquid? Right, let me get into these ones. There, you bastard. Okay. Fucking phones. Let's hit these questions. There's a jumper that says, all I want for Christmas is Theroux, and it's got a Louis Theroux picture on it.
I would love that.
Have you seen a picture of the camera I'm getting?
No.
Do you like that there?
Ooh, very nice.
You know? It's got a flip out screen to the side and all. Milk my teats. If you got the opportunity to go on the Blame Game, would you go on it and why? No.
Why? Oh.
Because it would be a fucking waste of time.
Yeah, I think so.
You probably wouldn't get paid enough to make you do it. Nobody fucking watches it. All the things are preloaded. You know, half of those guys you're watching, you're going, oh, these guys aren't funny. Those guys are funny. Do you know what I mean? Colin Murphy's funny as fuck. Delamere's funny as fuck. But it's so fucking just, you gotta have it all prepared in case you fucking offend anyone because it's on the BBC. If the Blame Game was a podcast, it would be amazing.
Yeah, that would actually be really.
Because you could say whatever the fuck you want. Now, who would come up with an idea like that, Maureen? A producer of content? Huh? Fucking losers. I wouldn't go on. I'm not good at that. It's not my thing. I don't really do TV pal shows. That's it.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, you're right.
When you're going to do a show that's not fucking 18, bro. The problem is, most forms of entertainment, live entertainment, happen in places that sell booze.
Yeah.
So you can't have children in there. Red or brown sauce, Colin Farrell has sent that. Actual Colin Farrell.
Wow.
Red or brown sauce?
I'm not a big fan of either, but probably at the minute, red sauce.
Okay. Get out of my life.
I used to hate red sauce. I actually used to hate it when I was younger.
I would say... I definitely do like brown sauce.
yeah,
on things. Red sauce, I could take or leave.
I mean, I don't really have much sauce most of the time, but...
Do you know what I enjoy? Do you remember we used to get like a wee tomato chili chutney?
Oh.
Instead of a red sauce, yeah. Lovely. Sir, thoughts on Keemstar and drama alert? I don't know what the fuck that those things are. Heard you talk about wrestling with Aaron on a previous podcast. I feel like you would really like it. Huh? I feel like you would really like it if you watched it and got into it.
Actual watched wrestling?
Yeah, I'm not going to. I can't watch good things.
No.
You know?
You don't have the attention span.
So. No, even halfway through that sentence a minute ago.
I know, you literally stopped speaking.
Do you like comedians like Milton Jones, etc., who are based on one-liners? Nope. Not really. Hi, Colin. Just wondering, in your opinion, how adaptable is BJJ for disabilities? Because I have cerebral palsy. I don't know how to say it properly. I can use my legs, but not as well as a normal person would be able to. My balance isn't great either. Well, yeah, you can literally be of any ability and do jiu-jitsu. You can be blind. You can be fucking. There's a pile of shit. There's a pile of people that do jiu-jitsu with varying disabilities, quote unquote.
Yeah, you said it was actually probably one of the better sports to get into if.
Totally.
You have any sort of disability?
There's a guy. Right, there's a guy who's in America, right, and he does wrestling, like freestyle wrestling, which is grappling, which is a lot of grapple sports are similar. There's a lot of wrestling in jiu-jitsu, especially no-gi. But the guy has, is it one leg missing? Or no legs? It might be no legs. But he's built like a fucking shithouse. So he's the same weight as the skinny dude with legs.
Yeah.
But he's built like a fucking animal, but he just has no legs. But they're the same weight, and he fucks everybody up because he'll get a hold of them, and where they would normally escape or have levers and stuff to get out, he doesn't have them.
Yeah.
He doesn't have legs, so they're literally being attacked by like fucking the top half of a gorilla, and there's nothing to fucking, you can't topple them over, you can't grab anything. And he just gets people in like front headlocks and everything. And you're like, you're just stuck because there's nothing to grab. And he's fucking still heavy as shit because he's bigger than you. It's crazy. So
that's really cool.
The guy has no fucking legs. And it is actually almost like it benefits him in that situation. Crazy. Isn't it?
That's why it's a very cool sport. Because you just adapt to, adapt it to whatever you, is your strengths or weaknesses, don't you?
Yeah. Like, you know. You know, in a lot of other sports, if you're a big fat bastard, it doesn't really work. But if you know some jiu-jitsu and you can sit on someone and keep them on the floor, maybe being a big heavy fat bastard works in that situation. But if another big muscly bastard that's the same weight as you gets on top of you, and then all of a sudden your mobility's not great on your back because you're a big fat bastard, then you're fucked. So it's like, you got to play up to like the strengths that you have. Also balance is, you know, not a lot of it takes part on your feet anyway, so.
Yeah, so it doesn't really apply.
What do you think of the Christmas market? Same shit, different year, but the kangaroo burgers are bouncing.
Yeah.
We gotta go real soon.
I've been to Christmas market.
Turn it off. That is literally, my throat is sore, it's so fucking dry in here. Are you giving me a silent shush?
Yeah.
I hate you. What do you think of the Christmas market? I haven't been in about 3 years.
Yes, you have. Have you not?
Yes, you have. Have you not?
Have you not?
I don't think so. I haven't been in a few years, like. The last time we were at it, we met Sean Hegarty. And Diona in Boots.
So, yeah, we were. Yeah, well, it was 2 years ago since we've moved back from Belfast, so.
About 2 years ago.
I mean, yeah, of course it's the same shit, though. It's a market. It's just, you know, it changes slightly, but of course it is, but it's nice.
Yeah, but you dip a fucking churro and a bit of Nutella and fuck up. Would you rather have vaginas for ears or dicks for fingers? But they all work like fingers and ears, not like sex organs. No, that's, well, that's bullshit. Vaginas for ears, because that, you know.
Because who cares about ears?
Yeah. You try and get something done with cocks for fingers.
What kind of headphones would you need for a vagina ear, though?
Waterproof.
Your wee earbuds look like tampons.
Well, you've just made me feel sick. Would you smoke weed if it was legal? Oh, yeah. If only it was legal.
You could have your first...
I would try it.
You could try it.
If weed was legal, I would be like, let me do a weed. That's what I would say. Let me take a toke on the weed, is what the kids say. You know?
It should be legal, to be fair.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Well, you don't really have to imagine.
Yeah, true.
Do you know?
I mean, walk around the Christmas market, you probably smell weed.
Yeah. Someone's selling it. These are weed hats. What do you mean? We've woven them out of hemp and piss.
You just light them on fire.
What's it glued together with? Just skin wax that builds up on humans, you know? What would your role be if you were on Easterners? Easterners? EastEnders? Cameraman, probably, or something? Phil Mitchell's son. That's another compilation we should look up. Just Phil Mitchell going... Hey guys, oh that's mine. Just playing a game of squash. So what's your favourite sport and your funniest experience in sport? Funniest experience
to play or watch? Wonder.
My favourite sport? Probably like MMA is my funnest thing to watch. I will watch high-end rugby the odd time. If it's on the telly, it can be quite enjoyable.
Rugby's fun to watch because usually we're at the pub watching.
Yeah, that's true.
So
funniest good. Experience in sport was playing a rugby match at Ballymena, and the guy ran the full length of the pitch to score a breakaway try, and he jumped over the line, dived over the line, and dislocated his shoulder.
Really?
And everyone was like, oh, what a bummer. And then he jumped and smashed his arm out, and then he just lay there, and then the ref ran up, and he's like, oh, shit, his shoulder's out. So we're down 5 points, but his life was ruined, so it was pretty good. My water is off. Should I piss in the cistern to flush the shite away? It's quite funny. You may do some fucking piss.
Jesus.
Also, fair play to you for being able to release a shit but not piss at the same time.
You know, same time.
Like, he's just dumped and then clenched the piss and he's going to stand up and piss in the cistern.
Are you just trying to say you poo and pee at the same time?
What do you do?
I don't know. I would think one after the other. I wouldn't do it at the same time.
Say you're busting for a shit and a piss. Do you go to the toilet and go, I'm going to piss first?
Yeah.
And then good dunk after?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, probably like at the same time, both holes aren't open, but like...
Oh, stop. This is so gross.
But they're happening in the same sitting, like... I'll get a GoPro.
You're leaving too much time to think about this.
And I'll stick it under the toilet like you would a wee toilet freshener.
Please do not.
And I'll clink one out. People have sent me videos of like filming their own asshole shit.
Why? Like, why would anyone do that?
It's guys. It's guys being creepy. It's sexual misconduct, in fact. I don't want to see your asshole.
Why did you film that?
Prince Harry getting engaged to Miss Markle, presenting her with a 3-stone ring. I was wondering, what is the heaviest thing you've had on your finger? Don't know.
What?
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Are you trying to make it dirty?
I think so, but it's failed. What's the worst, most melting bit of heckling you've experienced? It's the ones that don't make sense.
Yeah.
Like at Derry the other night, which if you look on that vlog, I said something and the guy went, I'm going to talk, I can't hear you. And you're like, don't make that noise. Ever. Talk, I can't hear you.
Or when people before the show, you better be funny. What?
You better be funny? Here, bite my cock. How about that? Better be funny. What the fuck do you think I'm doing here?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Why do you think it's fucking sold out to the brim? What do you think I'm going to do? Go on and just fucking stare at the floor, you dumb bitch?
No one told me you better to be funny. What?
Oh, get a better personality.
I think
personality.
That's people trying to be like, to you have a bit of crack funny. Or whatever, but
really?
It's not...
That's do weird. You say that in the cinema when you're about to go in? This better be good.
Yeah.
What do you think they're trying to do? They're trying to be good. Stupid fucking bitch.
Yeah, in a restaurant, this better be fucking tasty.
This better be tasty. Yeah, we do tasty food. We're in the business of making tasty food. This better be funny.
Weird.
Why are you here? Did you laugh at all my stuff? What do you think's going to happen here? Do you know what I'm saying? Spent all year watching your videos and listening to your podcasts, laughing my head off. This better be funny. Oh no, I don't do funny when I do the live stuff. I read the Bible, you fucking mong. Jesus Christ. I've had my gins, I can say whatever I want. Don't walk out in front of a bus, sure. You've been travelling a few different places. 3, Vietnam, Amsterdam. Is there anywhere outside Northern Ireland you'd like to live permanently? What do you think you'd miss most if you left? From David and Ballyclare, boys. There we go. I could 100% live somewhere else. I mean, I'd be happy enough if I just shifted cities for the rest of my life. You know? I don't really feel a sense of home, other than the meat and the butter's nice.
True.
The state. Got my...
I could live in Amsterdam, probably. It's a pretty cool place.
That's a shithole. Just got my rota for the next 4 months at work, working long days on the weekend of the 16th. If you have any close friends that couldn't get tickets before they sold out, I have 2 that I'm going to be able to... not going to be able to use now. Very frustrating, as I have booked one of the other gigs. If I'd had this rota before. Okay. That's from Jamie Clements. So, how does Jamie sell his tickets?
He should put up a status and then you can share it.
Put up a status, tag me in it on Facebook. I'll share it. And then you're going to have to do that pretty quickly so that you can then like send, post the things to the people, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay. What a question. Go to pint on night out. I do.
We always go to pint everywhere.
Yeah, I'm going to pint.
I'm going to go pint tonight, actually.
Yeah, but why you, though?
Because I'm like, just more important.
Without a conversation, you decided you were drinking?
Yeah.
Why not me?
Because I work all weekend, so I can't drink at weekends, so this is my weekend.
And what was I doing?
Drinking.
When?
Do you remember those nights that you were drinking? With Begley, and before that, when I couldn't drink?
Yeah, nothing to do with the weekend, but...
Okay, but I can't drink when I'm working, so I'm not working tomorrow.
Give over.
Also, you're doing personal training. You can't be drinking.
What, are you doing personal drinking?
Yeah, but I already look amazing, Colin, so okay.
You look alright. A challenge, describe the flavour of salt without using the word salt. Oceany. Nailed it. Not really a question, just letting you know I was listening to the podcast the other week in tech and knocked my earphones out just as they were playing the M.R and it was playing all over my class. Cheers.
Sweet.
100 yells. Did you get 100 yells off the back of it?
I bet everyone thought you were so cool.
What job would you like to do have if you weren't a comedian? Just one of the other 9 jobs I do. Content provider for the internet. What's your most embarrassing moment in the gym? Just most days I go. Just any day I go in there, embarrassing for me.
Do you remember, we talked about this before, and it wasn't in the gym we go to now, it was when we were away. Do you remember, we spat all the water over me?
Oh yeah.
That was embarrassing, actually.
I was at a fucking spa somewhere, and we're both at the machine. There's this like full fitness guy on the machine beside us.
We're both just drooling, weren't we? Like, ooh. Yes, you were.
I wasn't drooling.
Yes, you were.
He was hotter than the girl.
Correct.
And then I just took a sip and just spat it right over your face. And I was like, I'll teach you for looking at other fellas. All over your face. Is Markle punching?
Yes.
Jinxu?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just a nice street hooker and he's a fucking prince.
True.
Look at this.
I mean, I feel like Harry's better looking than William.
Oh, for sure. Oh, William, shave your head with immediate effect, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, is it because you're a royal person you can't, like, shave your head? You gotta cling onto your hair?
I think so.
Surely Kate would be like, bro, you look like a... You look like you've been in a fire. Your hair's that crap. Your hair is shite.
Was it Dilmore 9? Is it like brown smoke? Just it, floating on top of his head.
No, that's
It is.
It's not.
Yep.
It's not. Maureen.
Sniz.
It's not. It's fucking Noel Fielding.
I know, but Dilmore also does a line like that. Guaranteed.
What?
Look at your wee cheeky grin when you're Googling something.
Yeah, I think Williams lost it now.
Do you remember on the news they were doing like something like Harry, you know, he's had his wild times, and it was just a video of him in a swimming pool, like, whoa.
Yeah.
He's been in a swimming pool with other people.
Should have just cut them like
just Phil Mitchell.
Just slinging Ginger D. That old blonde slapper that he used to go with.
Yeah.
Polo. Rich people stuff.
I wonder what their kids will look like, because she's inbred, half African American.
Like fish.
And he's like super white and ginger. Like, it's quite a mix, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll probably be very attractive, and then no one
probably
will,
super
everyone
pretty.
Will let on like they don't want to buck them till they're 18.
Colin.
That's the world we live in. Everybody online is. When do they... The tickovers, that's what I call them. The tickovers. The internet is full of it. Do you remember this girl? Now she'd get cock.
Yeah, but you can't say that about a baby.
I would give it a few years, like...
Oh, Colin.
Like, do you remember we saw the ginger girl on the plane? And she obviously had bucked a Thai fella. And then they had this, like, alien baby.
It was so cool.
It was like a bronze baby.
It was literally a bronze colour with...
It was brown.
Blonde hair.
It was crazy.
Platinum hair.
It was a crazy looking baby.
So cool.
Do you find the English audience any different to the Northern Irish ones? Well, the problem with me doing a gig in London is there's no English people in it. You know what I'm saying?
Or, like, even in Glasgow, there's Scottish people, but they all like the old Northern Irish crack.
Yeah,
somewhere.
They're
or
all,
they have friends.
All fucking
or
hit the diff and...
They like
and you know,
shit.
There's guys wearing like fucking Northwest tops and all, so they obviously have a strong Northern Irish connection there, you know what I mean? This internet's not up to much right now. Oh god. So I was going to look up one of the next question is what's your favourite thing? What's your favourite quote from a movie? Gangs of. I'm just trying to find it. What's your favourite line from a movie, Maureen?
Don't know, actually.
Eat my shit. That one?
Yeah, eat my shit. Definitely.
Let me see if any of these play. Fuck, we gotta go in like 5 minutes.
I know. It's really cheesy, but that bit from Almost Famous is quite good, isn't it?
What's it?
I'm just talking about... What is it? Can I remember it now?
War chiefs. Slaves! It wasn't a city, really. Day.
Die for your blackie friends. Should have run a better man against Lincoln when you ain't.
This talk was of the new conscription.
Okay, I'm not going to find out right now. Right, let's rattle through these final questions. We gotta fucking go up in this, bitch. We gotta go. Look at this. Favorite subject at school? Art. Christopher McMullen. Favorite hangover cure apart from a wank? And that is coming in from Christopher McMullen, the drummer from Bonneville's. Just... Hangover cure? Just fry products? Breakfast meats? Breakfast and eggs?
Tin of Coke is all you
need.
Yeah,
tin of Coke's pretty decent too.
Those are secret to hangovers, is those recovery things?
Those dissolvable, it's like settles your belly and it's got paracetamol in it. And you get up early in pain and you take one of those and then you go back to sleep for 2 hours and then you wake up and you're pretty much a new person. Think you could do a full month off the drink? I probably could. I think I could probably quit drink forever if I just had the reason to do it. Because it's fucking shite, apart from I just love the crack, don't they, Maureen? I love an outrager.
You do.
If you ate yourself, would you be twice as... Okay, that's a shit question, so glad we don't have to do any more questions after that. So yeah, let's end this. Go to the fucking second London show. It's 8:45 on Thursday, the 30th of November. There's tickets available. A bill. Go to the late show when everyone's half tanked, you know what I mean? And also Lavery's is next Wednesday, the 6th. And then there are tickets still available. Actually, if you hear this, just really quickly go check for tickets because they won't last long. There's
for Limelight, you're talking
there's
about?
There's not a lot left.
There's not.
There's less than 100. Quite a lot less than 100. So,
plus, as soon as it gets to the weekend, that's when people buy things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's...
Because it'll just take, like, if we bring it up to 400, and then there's not that long before it'll go. If they do one final warning, there's how many tickets are left, yeah, they'll all sell out. There's only one thing left to do. See you next week. Look at this photograph. Every time I do it makes me laugh. Look at this laugh. Look at this foe. Look at this foe. I'll let you go, guys, to the side of me chewing chewing gum.
You would have switched off by now if you heard that.
Yeah. If I heard that in a podcast, I would erase you from my mind, Men in Black style.
Stop.
Right, see you later.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.